Are you ready to run?
You're listening to the Run to the Finish podcast. This podcast focuses on discovering and developing the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We help connect all the dots between family, career, faith, and life, and we do it in less than 5 minutes. And now, here's our podcast host, Carl Prude Jr.
Thanks for tuning in. Today I want to tell a story I call The Farmer, The Mule, and The Neighbors. A farmer decided to plow a patch of land just below the southern pasture that had never been used before. So he hitched his mule to the plow and headed out for the field. After plowing about 5 rows, the farmer decided, okay, we've got this under control. I'm going to let the mule finish plowing this field by himself, and I'm just going to sit under this shade tree and chill out. Well, he had just got settled under the tree when suddenly he heard a loud crash. Much to his dismay, the mule had fallen into an empty well that had been covered up by grass and branches all those years. The well was about 20 feet deep, and the farmer had no idea how he was going to get the mule out. He thought, well, if I had a rope, I might be able to lasso the mule and pull him out. But then he realized that he didn't have a rope long enough, and even if he did, he wasn't strong enough to pull the animal out by himself. So he ran over to the farm next door to seek help. Now, the farmer next door was a tall, well-built man, and he had a strapping son who was about 6'5 and 250 pounds of solid farm muscle. The three of them came back to see if they could get the mule out of the well. The farmer said, if I had a rope, we could lower it around the mule's waist and pull him out. But the two neighbors said, nah, that idea will never work. In the first place, we probably could never get the rope around his waist. And in the second place, the rope would probably only break under the weight of a mule that size. Just then, it started to rain. And one of the neighbors said, you know, it's a fact that this rain is going to probably fill that well at least halfway up. And that poor mule is going to drown. And that would be a sad, slow death. The humane thing to do at this point is just fill the well with dirt, bury the mule, and spare him the horrible fate of drowning. The farmer didn't really like that idea, but he finally allowed them to talk him into it, and the three of them grabbed shovels and started filling the well with dirt. Well, that's when something funny happened. The mule realized that they were trying to bury him alive, but whenever the dirt would come into the well and land on his back, he would shake the dirt to the ground and step on top of it. The dirt would come flying down, the mule would shake it off and step up. More dirt came flying down, the mule kept shaking it off and kept stepping up. This went on for over 2 hours until finally, to the amazement of the three men, the mule stepped right out of the well. But that's not where the story ends. Once the mule stepped out of the well, he trotted right over to the farmer, turned around, and kicked him right in the face, knocking out several of his front teeth. As soon as the neighbors saw this, they took off running because they didn't want to get kicked in the head too. Now, here's the moral of the story. Sometimes when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, working to the best of your ability, like the mule in the story, you may unexpectedly find yourself in a hole. You get laid off, your spouse leaves you for someone else, someone steals your identity and ruins your credit. It can be any number of things, but life can put you in a hole and try to bury you. But learn a lesson from the mule. When life tries to bury you, shake it off and step up. But that's not the only lesson. The farmer listened to some stupid advice because he looked for help from two people who really could care less about what was best for him. They talked him out of trying to pull the mule out with a rope, which was an idea that was at least worth a try, and they told him the mule was going to drown. I mean, these guys weren't meteorologists. They didn't know how much rain was going to fall, and who said burying an animal alive was more humane than having him drown? So be very selective about who you take advice from when you find yourself in a hole. Try to talk to people who have been in a hole and have gotten out. Not people who have no experience, no ideas, and no clue. But the final lesson is one that I want you to remember the most, and it's this. When you try to bury your problems, instead of deal with them correctly, they will always come back and kick you in the teeth. Now let's take these three lessons to heart, and remember, the pathway forward always begins with the very next step. I always like to close the podcast with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, this precious gift. May each step forward today be taken with humility. May each glance backwards be seen through mercy. May I bear my pains in truth and release them in faith. May your light guide me away from darkness. May trust in your word bring stillness to my soul. Let my eyes see the wonders hidden in each moment today. May my words be seasoned with understanding and spoken with grace. Lord, strengthen my hands for the task before me today. May your thoughts become my thoughts. May your ways become my ways. With your hand on my head and your name in my heart, help me run well and finish strong. Hey, have a great day. I'll see you at the finish line.
The Run to the Finish podcast is a production of Centermark, an organization with a mission to develop the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We welcome you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with friends. To learn more about Centermark or our director and podcast host, Carl Prude Jr., please visit our website at www.centermark.org. You can also contact us at 866-599-2470. The theme song, I Will Run, is performed by Gina Walden from her hit CD titled A Brand New Day. Available at www.abrandnewday.org. This podcast is copywritten and may not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or used for commercial purposes without written permission.